I'm looking forward to learning some new things about
new areas. Okay.
Keith Downey, I'm District 41A at Edina, and I am a freshman here, so I'm first year, don't have any experiences to talk about. I'm a private sector business person by profession, part of a management consulting firm. I happen to have done quite a bit of work with state and local government as part of that practice, so I'm hoping I'll be able to slide right in here.
Okay. I'm Tim Sanders from Blaine, which is House District 51A, and also a freshman, so brand new to this committee, and real excited to get to know each one of you and work on this committee.
Okay.
I represent the city of Austin, so in southern Minnesota, and it's my second term on this committee, and I work as a college counselor when I'm not here.
Okay. I'm Sandy Nason. I represent 38A, which is the western portion of Egan and a sliver of Burnsville. My second term, but it's my first time on this committee, and I'm really excited about that. Okay.
Ryan Winkler from District 44B, which is St. Louis Park and Golden Valley. I am a returning member and always enjoy this committee because it's more interesting than many other places you will go.
And Ryan is the vice chair of the committee, too.
I've
been on this committee. I chaired this committee, actually, for, 20 years or something. I chaired it when it was a much bigger committee in terms of subject and much smaller in terms of people. One of the interesting things about it, and sometimes it changes a little bit, it was always one of the most bipartisan or nonpartisan committees in the legislature. It was usually particularly in the old days, before the legislature got a little more polarized, it was kind of like us against the rest of the world. And everybody, not only the people in state government hated us, but most of the members of both our caucuses hated us. But we all got along very well together. That's changed a little bit because I think partisan lines have become a little more rigid. But I hope, it's still kind of my objective. The objective isn't to be nasty, it's just to be thorough and complete and, not to allow any nonsense to get by.
By taking the role, everyone is just going around and saying a few words about themselves.
Hi, I'm Mary Kiffmeyer, representing 16B, which is in Sherburne County, cities of Big Lake, Becker, Zimmerman area. And glad to be here with all of you and state government. So appreciate that. And I'm also professionally a registered nurse. I don't know what else.
So you went to the Secretary of State, so that you know, so that you intimately know one area of this.
Yeah, that's right. And it's good to be working with you, Representative Kahn.
We did a fair amount of working together at Thursday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Simon, third term from District 44A, Hopkins, St. Louis Park, and this is my first time on the committee.
Corey Katz, freshman representative from District 26A, which comprises Owatonna and Wasika, as well as some townships in between. And first time, of course, on this committee. I'm looking forward to that. Professionally, I am a high school educator.
Carla Bigham, returning, I'll be a second termer now. I'm returning to this committee. It's the second time I've been on it. I really like the committee and kind of the broad scope. When I'm not here, I'm a paralegal at the Hennepin County Attorney's Office.
This is
great. I represent 57A, which is South St. Paul, Newport, Cottage Grove, St. Paul Park, and Great Cloud Island Township.
And there's a great story about one of Carla's contributions in the last session, which as she glares at me, I will not repeat, except to say that it took national prominence this year. I'll tell anybody about it privately, but I'm not having it on
camera.
What?
Was that partisan?
No, it wasn't at all. It was, if you recall...
No, I didn't even support it.
If you recall,
I think it's a story to put on the record, Madam Chair.
If you recall, the person who had why don't you go say who you are, and then I'll talk.
I'm Joyce Pepin. I'm from House District 32A, which is the northwest suburbs. I live in Rogers, so it's Rogers and Maple Grove and several other communities. And I've been on state government since I was first elected, and I've always enjoyed working with you, Madam Chair. Look forward to another 2 great years.
Okay, and Joyce is the lead Republican on the district. Chair, we're taking roles, I guess, to everybody saying a few words about themselves.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Representative Jeremy Caitlin from Chicago County, Taylor Falls, North Branch, Lindstrom. And my large name to fame, or claim to fame, is that oftentimes I will get media requests for bills that you've introduced, Madam Chair. They're so similar. H and the LI run together. So we always try to get that straight.
Okay. Okay. We'll now go. Carla, do you want me to tell the story or not? Okay.
Not really, but you're okay. The chair, Madam Chair.
No, no. I said I'd tell people it individually. Okay. Let's go to the introduction and the division count. Okay. I don't know. I mean, people could, in this kind of thing, I think people can just do it from their chair.
Madam Chair, members, you have in your packet the presentation. It's going to be a low-tech presentation today. We partly because we're not in a regular room that has all of our capabilities. And what I'm going to do today is just do a really high-level overview of the accounts that are funded through this division and highlight just some of the issues that the division has dealt with in recent years. And also, before I start, I should just note, especially for new committee members, that my office is on this floor, in this corner of the building. It actually, just by coincidence, this time around is diagonal from the chair's office. So if you ever have any questions, you know, you can see that for you.
Oh, I forgot to position Luke and Bob. Why don't you say who you guys are? So if you're in the committee room enough, even though you're not officially on staff.
I'm really cool. I'm the adult research staff.
Okay. Okay, moving on to the first page of the handout. There's a list of the different state agencies and boards that the division funds. The Health State Government Finance Division appropriates the funding for and oversees the operations of several of the major state agencies, some of the boards, and also the legislature and the constitutional offices. And I've broken them down, as you can see. The state agencies that are funded through this division are sort of what are known as, are considered some of the support agencies that provide various services to other state agencies, including, for example, the Department of Administration, Minnesota Management and Budget, the Office of Enterprise Technology, and the Revenue Department, as well as some other smaller agencies. In addition, the division has oversight over the gaming agencies, the Gambling Control Board, the Lottery and the Racing Commission, and also oversight over the various pension funds. And I have noted at the bottom, this is not new this year, but there are some accounts that were previously in this division that members might be familiar with that are now in other divisions, specifically the Department of Veterans Affairs, which is now in the Agriculture and Veterans Affairs Division, but for a long time was funded through this division. And then a list of agencies that are currently in the Cultural and Outdoor Resources Finance Division. And just to let members know, at least how it looked in the last session, those specific boards and agencies actually came back to this division during the conference committee process. Moving on to the next page, I'm just going to summarize real quickly. The State Government Finance Division's appropriations make up only about 1.8% of the state's general fund budget. The general fund accounts for about 95% of the division's direct appropriations, which means the funds that we directly appropriate in the omnibus bill. But the general fund really only accounts for less than 50% of the total spending that is overseen and authorized by the division. The State Government Finance Division, despite its name, does not fund all state agency operations. While that might seem obvious to some people, it's not always clear or very often confused with funding every state employee. As a result, sometimes this division is asked to do certain things that impact all state agencies. For example, many of the across-the-board cuts that have been implemented in different budget-cutting sessions end up being done in this committee, and then but the impact actually is spread across agencies and other divisions. So that's something you might want to pay attention to. Despite the fact that we don't fund the entire bureaucracy, the agencies that are funded through this committee have a great impact on the operations of other state agencies. And I have some examples here. To begin with, we fund the Department of Revenue, which collects the tax revenue, which fund the operations of the other state agencies, so that's kind of a key department. The governor and the Minnesota Management and Budget Department develop a proposed agency budget, and the legislature, of course, appropriates the final budget.
No, I know we're supposed to be calling this NMB, but I was looking at the statutes, and everywhere in the statutes it's still called the Finance Department. Shouldn't you be presenting this according to state law instead of according to the whim of some people in state government?
Madam Chair, I stand corrected. Just have to be following the law.
Well, I one of the things I think we'll be thinking about is how we want to name state government agencies. It's not clear. You know, it's kind of interesting. The executive branch decides what they're going to do, and then they submit a bill to do it. But it happens before the bill comes. So we do have this bill to pass, which on that it will come to our division. Something that people can be thinking about.
And actually, I should at least let new members know who are probably not aware of this. The reason that we're referring to this new agency, Minnesota Management and Budget, is that in the previous session, two things happened. The Department of Employee Relations was actually abolished, and the majority of its functions were folded into the Department of Finance. So Employee Relations had oversight over the labor contracts, the state employee insurance program. It was the Human Resources Department. And as a result of that merger, Department of Finance has decided to rename itself as Minnesota Management and Budget. So it's a new agency that combines both the old DOOR functions and the old Department of Finance functions. But as the chair pointed out, they're still actually legally called the Department of Finance. So the two bullet points that start with M&B refer to this new combined agency. And the first one would note that M&B of Finance sets the policy for state agency spending and provides an oversight function over that spending. And that Minnesota Management and Budget is also responsible for the state's accounting systems and procedures. In addition, M&B Finance negotiates the state labor contracts, and they also manage the state employee insurance program, which does have a significant impact on state agency budgets, as you can imagine, with rising health care costs, that those premiums are always putting a pressure on state agency budgets, although I think M&B will probably testify that they've been doing great efforts to keep those rising costs down. The division funds the Attorney General, which provides legal services to all state agencies. We also fund the Department of Administration, which has a wide variety of operations, but that includes overseeing state contracts, contracting and procurement, admin acts as the landlord for all of the state buildings in the Capitol complex, and they also manage the lease space for state agencies. The Department of Administration has several internal service funds. These are funds that are not directly appropriated through the omnibus bill that this committee will produce, but the funds that actually provide agencies on a fee-for-service basis many different services, including vehicle leasing, risk management, the state insurance programs, surplus property, and cooperative purchasing. And finally, the Office of Enterprise Technology is the office that provides technology and telecommunication services to state agencies through their internal service fund, and they're also responsible for setting the state information technology policy and direction.
You know, if there are questions along the way, just that could be recognized.
The first pie chart shows the breakdown of the division account for the general fund. The numbers here represent the fiscal year 2010-11 general fund base. And the reason I'm focusing first on the general fund, even though the general fund is not a total spending outbreak by this division, is that that's where we're going to spend a lot of our time. The targets that are set by the Ways and Means Committee will be general fund targets, and so we tend to narrow in on that when it's just decision making time. And you can see there are two organizations that make up over half the spending. The first is the Department of Revenue, which represents 37% of the general fund spending for the division. And the second is the legislature itself, which is 20% of the division spending. And then I have a breakdown of the constitutional offices altogether of about 13% in terms of general. It's the largest of those. The retirement fund, this division appropriates some funds for some closed retirement funds, such as the former legislative fund and constitutional offices plan, which new members are not a part of, but some members may still be a part of. And then some pension aid for benefits for the Teachers Retirement Association. So that's what the general fund picture looks like. And the chart on the next page is a really high-level look at the general fund base, again, broken up by agencies, just so you can see where the spending happens. Moving on to the next pie chart is a different view. This is what they call the all-fund overview. It's a similar pie chart, but now I'm including all of the non-general funds. And you can see the picture looks significantly different. For example, the legislature dropped to only 9% of the total spending. Office of Enterprise Technology, Military Affairs, Administration all represent a bigger part of the spending because so much of their activity is non-general funds. I should note that whenever I put an all funds view together, you have to make certain choices of what to include. One point is there's the potential for double counting because the internal service fund agencies we fund pay into the internal service fund. So there's some sort of double counting activity going on there. And I did not include the overall pension funds because they represent such a large amount that you just have one slice of the pie. I also did not include the state employees insurance fund, which again is another really large fund of $1.4 billion that represents the premiums that the state agencies and employees pay for their health care. But again, that's an important program that this division has oversight over, and you may be interested in looking at some of the financial issues that the fund has been dealing with. Recently, if you're aware of the open enrollment, that every state employee received a $250 prepaid benefit card. That was made possible because the fund itself has been doing so well, and its reserves were actually at a higher level than the fund felt it needed. So one of the ways of reducing those reserves is by giving state employees a prepaid benefit card. So if you're interested in more information on CDS, they just completed a report for the legislature, and I can send it to you. Going on just to the list of bullet points, I've highlighted some of the major non-general fund spending items. Again, the pension funds, the state employee insurance funds. Under the executive branch, you'll see the Department of Administration's internal service funds are $215 million. These are biennial figures. The Office of Technology's enterprise fund, which provides compute telecommunications and computing services, again, $184 million. The Office of Administrative Hearings has two significant non-general fund activities. The revolving fund that pays for the administrative hearing judges when they have hearings for state agencies, and then a direct appropriation from the workers' compensation for workers' compensation judges. The Attorney General has, in addition to its direct general fund appropriation, significant partner agency agreements with other state agencies. So you may, if you sit on another finance division, you may see that as a part of a state agency's budget. And finally, the MMB Finance Statewide Systems Billing, which is the billing that the Department of Finance uses to charge out the cost of the statewide systems, which includes the statewide accounting system. And then finally, at the end, I've noted the three gaming agencies, the state lotteries with its operating expenses. The Gambling Control Board is now funded through fees. That's a change that was made
probably about 6 years ago, and similarly with the Racing Commission, also funded through YKC's and other charities, and that was a change again made during the last budget cutting session. So it used to be general fund operating, but more moved out to general fund.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Ms. Roberts, do you have some type of graph or delineation of the nearly $900 million in non-general fund spending that gets us to your second pie chart and where that money comes from?
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry I didn't include it with this because I was sort of putting it together really quickly, but I can get that for numbers.
Okay, thank you.
I'm looking at your page that says 2007-08 section review. I wanted to highlight real quickly some of the major issues. And if you are looking for a more detailed summary of what this division has done in the past years, I've included a link to some of the summaries that our department does. One thing I wanted to note right off the bat is that the agencies in this division have already, in the 2008 session, received about a 4% operating cut. It varied somewhat, but that's the percentage cut that most of the large agencies received to their general fund operating budget. And that just doesn't include the additional amount that the governor's asked those agencies to come up with as part of the unallotment process. So just to set that stage going into the next session that they've already faced some reductions. I thought I should note the cash compliance initiative because this has been a significant initiative for this division. It's the practice of funding these additional compliance initiatives started, I believe, in the 2001 session. And what this division has done is we've provided additional resources to the Department of Revenue to hire additional auditors and beef up the compliance activities, with the result that there are projected additional revenues that come in that exceed those appropriations.
Madam Chair, do you have any update for us, for those of us returning who saw this last year, how we're doing, or know anything about the status of that so far?
Madam Chair and Representative Winkler, several of staff met with revenue, it was probably about 6 months ago, and at that point they were on target to not only meet their projections, but exceed the ratio. For new members, there's a certain, if you give them a dollar, they'll bring in $5 ratio that we're using now. It used to be bigger than that, but we're starting to see some diminishing returns. The department does report on this every year. In fact, I believe they may have a report that's due on January 15th.
And we will have these reports presented to us in further discussion.
Well, and Commissioner Ines at our joint Ways and Means and Finance Committee meeting right before Christmas, I believe it was the week they did the unallotment, he did testify in that committee that they will meet or exceed projections for revenue recapture on both programs. There was one that started a certain year, and you guys probably know more than I do, and then one that was enacted recently, but in both cases, they thought they were going to do okay.
One of the other issues that I've been pressing them on, and again, you know, they kind of give me assurances without, is the issue of, which we kind of like to press through stage, the issue of telecommuting and how much are they being able to do without building new buildings. And so we'll continue to ask that. They kind of say very positive things about doing that, but, you know, at some point we want to get real data.
And moving on then, at the bottom of this page, I just highlighted two unresolved issues for this division, knowing the likelihood there probably won't be any new money for this division. In fact, we'll probably be facing up and guessing another challenging target, but these are still issues that are on the table that aren't going to go away. The first is the MAPS replacement. This is replacement of the state's accounting and procurement system. I didn't put an estimate in because the estimates have ranged quite a bit. I'm sure are higher today than when we were considering this 2 years ago. Certainly in the $60+ million range to replace the system. The legislature did appropriate $500,000 in the 2007 session just sort of as risk abatement funds and to help them with further planning for replacing the system. But at some point, something's going to have to be done. I do have a link, which of course doesn't work in the paper company, but I can send this around to people Department of Finance does have some additional background on their website about this. And then the second is the integrated tax system of the Department of Revenue. This is a project that this division has already provided partial funding for, with sort of the expectation they would certainly revisit the additional need. They estimated total project cost is $28.9 million. $12 million has already been appropriated. The department has found some funds internal in their budget, but the project that's underway, so it's probably, you know, there's going to have to be consideration. So how do you keep this going when funds are limited?
This whole issue of technology and computers, it's been something that I've been really wrestling with since I first came into the legislature. And Representative Winkler has kind of joined with me in an interest in it. The name many other people in the legislature who are willing to. Now, if there are enough people who really want to delve into it, it's something we might even set up a subcommittee on. Again, if there are issues that kind of in this presentation as we go on that you're particularly interested in and you want to take a lead on doing it, please just come to us. Go do it by yourself if you want to, but if you want our help in helping getting organized and paying more attention and having more discussion on it in the budget presentation, we'll be really glad to do that. Anything about that room? Anything about OET or anything?
Madam Chair, I was not going to comment about the technology that you worked on when you first came to the legislature. If that's
moving on to the paper, so the link to the OET side of finance division, again, so it's really helpful in here. I'm really quickly just going to point some products out that we'll be using in this committee. I'm not going to go through them in detail. But using the Department of Revenue as an example, again, not to get into their details with this because they were actually a fairly straightforward presentation. The first is the materials that look like this. These are produced by the Department of Management, Budget, Finance. It's the agency background material. This is all available on the web now for every state agency, and it includes not only the information, you know, discussion of what the agency does, what its purpose is. It does include the base number by program and at some cases by activity level. So if you're interested in getting a head start before the governor's budget is out and reading about state agencies, you can go to MMB's website and read all of these online. Department of Revenue is actually about 40 pages long. I just printed off the first few pages so you can get a sense of what these look like. The second piece I'm going to point to you looks like this, and this is actually from the Department of Administration host of the Accountability Minnesota website, and it's the performance measurement website for the major cabinet agencies, and it might be, again, of interest when you're first starting to look at agencies before you really dig into the details of the recommendations and numbers to look at what the department is measuring itself, what they think is important as far as their mission and goals and performance, and to see if the committee agrees with that or thinks they should be measuring something else. And again, I'll send a link out to any members with experience in looking at that. The third document that I just wanted to let everybody sort of have a look at is the spreadsheet. This is the actual tool that we use in committee when we're doing the traffic committee spending decisions. The first few pages are a general fund only summary, but the last few pages are the detailed tracking for the Department of Government. So you can see the level that the committee sort of tracks decisions at, the different programs and activities underneath the department. And we always start looking at the base, in this case for 2010-11. Then we'll look at the governor's recommendations, and then as we move through the process, track the House, the various levels of decision-making at the House. So you'll become familiar with this in other finance divisions. Some of them look similar, some of them don't, depends on what the finance division is. And to sort of contrast this level of that we use in the tracking and the spreadsheet. The other document that the legislature produces is actually the Omnibus Appropriation Bill. And you'll see that with all of this detail for Department of Revenue, beginning on the second page, we really only have several lines of appropriation. And that's, again, something that the legislature decides what level they want to appropriate at for an agency, and that's the level of control that you have. So that, again, is something that is always something to consider. In most cases, we appropriate at the program level. We also, of course, specify different appropriations in what are known as riders. But it's, again, up to this committee on how they want to write the bill and what level of control they want to have. So those are sort of some of the tools that we use. By no means does any of this represent all of the information that's available to you. There are many different levels of detail available, even in the budget system, that aren't printed in the budget pages, but that fiscal staff can access to you. So if you're interested in looking for additional detail, in many cases, there are other sources of information that are really useful. For example, today I just received a 500-page business plan from the Office of Enterprise Technology on their internal service fund, which provides much more detailed context for what they're doing over there than you're going to find in the budget pages because of space limitations. So if you have a specific interest in an agency, let me know and I'll be able to help you find more. And then lastly, I'm not going to read this, but I've attached the state government portion of the glossary of fiscal trends and acronyms that our department does every year. I know new members got this at training. If returning members would like a copy of this, I can email it to you. Have sessions for each finance division and then a general term session.
Okay. Any questions or comments? A few more comments then. One, note that in your general folder, you have something called the save folder. And so anything that you're given that you want at a committee that you want saved, you can put into that save folder. Otherwise, it gets swept up and recycled. I know that some committees have rules. This committee doesn't have rules, except it tries to be ruled by the general rules of common sense and courtesy. And, you know, for example, you've got a really detailed amendment to a bill that we'll get bills on re-referral, and you should only look at the financial implications of those bills when they come to us. If you get if you have a detailed amendment that you want to do, first of all, you should always work it out with Mark so that it's written right. And second of all, you should, and everything is, you know, if you talk to Howard about something, it's confidential, and Mark, something that's also confidential. Courtesy, if it's anything that's really dramatic, you should present it before instead of just presenting it at the, you know, at the last minute. Get the kind of consideration it should have. We're not going to have a full meeting session the first couple of weeks to make up for the overfull meeting session that we'll be having further towards the end of session. But again, you know, we'll be having agencies will be making their presentations. We'll try to get to a schedule as much in advance as we possibly can. And, I don't know if there's anything else I should say. Yes, we will be meeting next Tuesday. So at the regular time. But the reason we put this one in a funny time was that they took away our Thursday time. And Tuesday seemed a little inhumane. So, yeah.
So Madam Chair, so we're not meeting the second time next week, just the one.
We'll see. Probably. We know we're meeting the first time. We don't know that we're meeting the second time. So, and if the first one goes over, then no. So we may continue with the second one. My rule about starting committees
exactly is that I consider on time as soon as there are three members in the room. This time we're all super, so maybe that won't be a problem. Anything else? Anything I didn't say? Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much. I'm so pleased that you all got here and so looking forward to continuing.
Yeah, I'll see you there.